USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The three Americans that died under mysterious circumstances at the Sandals Emerald Bay Resort on May 6 has been revealed. Carbon monoxide poisoning was determined to be the cause of death for three Americans found dead at the resorts in the Bahamas. Autopsy and toxicology reports have been completed following the deaths of a Tennessee couple and a Florida resident. Three people have died after a people smuggling boat capsized off the coast of eastern Mexico. Four others were rescued after the 25-foot vessel capsized on Monday off a part of Veracruz State, where the Tonalá River meets the Gulf of Mexico. Four others were missing following the accident. Authorities said those who drowned and those rescued were migrants from Honduras. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
First responders in New York City to be honored.
New York City is honoring firefighters who helped New Yorkers in the Brooklyn subway shooting last month. Mayor Eric Adams presenting citations to 17 FDNY members during a ceremony at City Hall.
It's our way of acknowledging the heroic action that not only took place when the gunmen unleashed a large number of bullets in our subway system, but what takes place every day.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The former Pennsylvania Attorney General is going to jail. Ken Burns reports.
The former Attorney General of Pennsylvania was sentenced to 2 months to a year in jail for violating parole. Kathleen Kane was the first woman and the first Democrat elected to the AG position in the Keystone State. She quit after being convicted in 2016 for leaking grand jury material to embarrass a rival. Kane was arrested in March for drunk driving. She was given credit for time already served and was scheduled to be paroled directly into resident rehab.
USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Biden administration celebrated the arrival of baby formula Monday from overseas. Republican Congressman Michael Cloud from Texas on Newsmax says the baby formula shortage should never have happened, and bad leadership is why it happened.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the arsonist showing up to help put out the fire and then wanting a medal for it. You know, this is, again, what we see from the Biden administration is one crisis after another crisis after another crisis. And, you know, as we look to the next term and potentially the house flipping and the work we have to do in the oversight committee, yeah, we're reaching out to get information on this to see what communication there was between the FDA, HHS, and the White House. But, you know, when it comes to oversight of this government in general, it's just we go from border crisis to Ukraine to Afghanistan to energy crisis to inflation to crisis after crisis after crisis, and the folks at home are wondering, you know, this is not building back better at all. This is going from crisis to crisis to crisis, most of which could have been easily avoided with competent leadership.
A super tornado has touched down in North Texas and is crawling across the state as weather officials are urging residents to exercise caution by remaining in their homes and adhering to other tornado protocols. A gigantic tornado near Morton was described by storm chasers as a monster. The storm has wind gusts up to 70 miles per hour. Morton, Texas, is west of Lubbock near the New Mexico border. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.